You can find other sexy, hypnotic feminization titles just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Smooth, soft,
shiny,
silky. Everybody has a secret, something they keep hidden, something they don't talk about, something unmentionable. Your secret is lingerie, isn't it? Yes, silky satin panties, long, shiny nylon stockings. The kind that attach to a garter belt. The kind with a seam up the back. One long straight line from your ankle, up your calf, behind your knee, and up your thigh. You turn your back to the mirror and look over your shoulder. Your legs look so pretty, so sexy. They put you into trance, don't they? Your own legs, they hypnotize you. You look into the mirror at your long, sexy legs, and you watch the stockings shimmer, and shine in the light. You like to trail your gaze up and down the long lines, the long black seams along the backs of your legs, and you think of nothing else, nothing but those sexy, shiny stockings. How beautiful they make a woman's legs look, and how you want to be like that. So beautiful. So sexy. You think of nothing but these sexy, lacy, satin panties, and how they mold themselves around a woman's shapely hips, and how you love the feel of those panties molding themselves around your body. You close your eyes now, enjoying the feeling, enjoying the sensation, and then open your eyes again because you can't stop looking. You just can't stop looking. Shimmer and shine. You like to watch them shimmer and shine. So sexy. You focus on those stockings, on those panties. Yes, of course, they do hypnotize you. You realize it now. You understand now, don't you? Your mind forgets about everything else but those stockings, those panties, and that garter belt. And they make you sleepy. So sleepy and sexy. You reach down to your knees, so sleepy, and slowly trail your finger up your thighs. Sleepy, sleepy. Caressing the stockings, the smooth, silky nylon, deeper and sleepier. Feeling your own smooth legs underneath. Down, dropping down. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel so right, so sleepy. The pretty, lacy, silky underclothes, panties, sleep. Stockings, sleep. Your eyelids gently close as your hands caress your thighs up and down, so sleepy. Fingers trailing up and down, sleepy and deeply. Panties so frilly and sexy, deeper, so smooth on your bottom. Breathe slowly now. sleepy and tired, so sexy and smooth under your clothes, under all your clothes, secret, unspoken, unmentionable. Feel yourself slipping down deep into trance, and feeling those stockings on your legs, those panties on your sexy bottom. Take a long, deep breath, inhale, and as you feel the hose so tight around your legs, tighter and smoother, exhale as you feel the panties tied against your crotch, hugging the cheeks of your ass, so tight, so smooth. Inhale again, so slowly, so very slowly. And think about all the other sexy feminine things you like to wear. Exhale. Things you wear or want to wear. Inhale. Smooth satin bras. Pretty silken slips. And exhale. Girdles and bustiers. And even corsets. Breathing so slowly, slowly and deep. Relaxing. The feel of women's underwear relaxes you, teases you, and makes you feel so good, so aroused. It empowers you. Yes, pretty feminine undergarments give you a feeling of such power. They're so sexy, but only you know you are wearing them. You feel so special. So sexy, so fucking clever. Only you know the secret. The unmentionable secret. Only you and I, Miss Dominica. That's right. I know your secret. But that's okay. Because you and I won't tell. Oh no. Dominica is very good at keeping secrets, especially unmentionable secrets. I won't tell anybody about the pretty things you wear at home, the pretty things you wear under your business suit. Oh, yeah. Nobody but you and I know where you get that rush of power. Deeper, breathing slow and easy, deeper, feeling the silky hose, the satin panties, the silk camisole, so sexy, deeper, asleep, so sexy and comfortable. You fell in love with women's undergarments a long time ago, didn't you? Slowly and deeply. As long as you can remember, you have always been fascinated with women's undergarments, women's unmentionables, stockings, panties, girdles, corsets. Oh, yes. They look so pretty, so smooth and sexy. The way women ought to look. The way you want to look. The way you have always wanted to look. 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 Look up,
look up, look up
into your mind's eye. Look.
Look.
You can see a big number floating overhead. Look.
Look.
Like a projection, like a big neon sign. Look.
Look.
The number is your age. Changing colors.
Look.
Changing from yellow.
Yellow.
Look.
Look.
Changing to green.
Green.
Look.
Look.
Changing to purple.
Purple. Purple.
Look.
Look.
Changing to blue.
Blue.
Look.
Look.
Changing to yellow again.
Yellow again.
Look.
Look.
Over and over. Changing and floating overhead. Yes, that is your age. Now I want you to count down one from that number. See the number change? It changes from your age now to your age 1 year ago. And just like that, you are 1 year younger. Count down one again and watch the number change. Now you are 2 years younger. You feel only a little different. It wasn't that big of a change. But what if you were to count back a lot of numbers? Start counting. And as you hear me say a number, you must slow down or hurry up to match my counting. 50, 40, 30, 20, 15. 10, 9, 8, 7. Stop here. 7. You are 7 years old. 7 years old. And just beginning to realize how much you like the way girls dress. The way women dress. You like their clothes, their pretty clothes, their dresses, their frilly tops, and all those colors. So pretty. Pink and blue, red and yellow, purple and green. Girls have such pretty clothes. Boys' clothes are so drab and so ordinary. Pants and shirts, that's all they wear. The colors are so uninteresting. You crave to be dressed like a little girl, dressed like a woman. Yes, they wear pants and shirts too, but they also wear dresses and blouses, frilly tops, tight, sexy shorts. You look at the grown-up women with their long, smooth legs, their narrow waists, their boots and high heels and open-toed sandals, and you want to be dressed just like them. You see one woman out in the park, sitting on a bench, a beautiful, voluptuous woman with long blonde hair. Yes, you see me sitting there, Ms. Dominica, enjoying a cigarette in a long black cigarette holder. You can smell the smoke. You can hear the birds chirping in the trees, and you can feel the warm sun shining down upon your head, upon your shoulders. So warm. You stare at me. My legs are crossed at the knee, and they look so smooth, so shiny. You like to stare at my legs, and you realize, for the first time in your life, that women wear stockings. Long, smooth, sensuous stockings. So silky and smooth. Look at my legs. You are so fascinated, so hypnotized by Dominica's legs. And I look back at you with my flashing green eyes, enjoying your attention. The smoke rises up from my mouth in a slow, lazy curl as I smile. Look up my long, smooth legs, up my stockings. That's it, honey. Up, up, up. Counting up to 8. You are 8 years old. 9. You are 9 years old. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 14 years old and just starting in high school. You think about sex all the time. You can't help it. You just can't help it. Those hormones rage through your body, programming you to need to fuck. You can't control the feelings. You're not even quite sure what it might be like. But there is a pressure, always a pressure between your legs. A need, a craving inside you. All the time, you look at the girls in your classroom, so pretty. It's hard to focus on your lesson. You stare at them as you walk through the hallway between classes. You fantasize about them, their long legs, their tight round asses, their perky breasts. You imagine those breasts encased in smooth satin bras. So soft, so fucking slippery and silky. Their legs are so shiny, encased in pantyhose. Silky and shimmering, so tight on their legs, so tight. Their tight legs make you feel so tight in your crotch. You feel so hard all the time, so fucking hard. You're sure everybody will notice. You're afraid they'll notice that the front of your pants are like a tent. With your hard cock is the tent pole inside. You're so embarrassed. Because you know that you have no control over it. No control over your own needs. No control over your need for unmentionables. That's right. Those tight little asses. Those smooth, firm breasts. Those long, shiny legs. They make you think of panties and bras and long, sexy stockings. Your lessons make it even worse. Your history book is full of drawings and photographs of women in tight skirts and corsets. You're sure nobody else thinks the way you do, and you do not dare to tell anybody. You think your friends will just laugh at you. You think your teachers will treat you like a pervert. You want the tent at the front of your pants to be nice and smooth and flat, just like all the girls you see. You're sure they're as horny as you are, as excited as you are, but they don't show it. No, they can keep their lust a secret, keep their desires hidden, because their crotches say nice and flat all the time. Nobody else knows. Secret. Hidden. Unmentionable. Because your needs are beginning to overwhelm you, aren't they? Your need for a woman's underwear. Your need to be dressed in pretty stockings, panties, and bras. You hide it. You know you need to hide it. But the craving is starting to overwhelm you. Count up just a little. 15. Count up to 15. You remember, don't you? You remember 15. You remember. You remember your first pair of black lacy panties. Your first pair. Your very first pair. You are there again in the department store, in the lingerie section, holding them in your hands. Over the table of lingerie. Yes. Lacy, frilly panties. All sizes. All colors. But you picked up black. Because it looked so sexy. So feminine. So fucking wicked. Feel the smooth, shiny material. So different from the frilly lace trim. Hard. And rough beneath your fingers. Feel this smooth, satiny material. It's so different from the frilly lace trim, hard and rough beneath your fingers. Run your fingers over the lace. So sexy. So forbidden. So alluring. Take a long, deep breath. Smell it. This part of the store always smells different, doesn't it? Yes. They spray it with the perfume. So subtle. So feminine. All the pretty lacy panties smell faintly of perfume. So relaxing. So feminine and pretty. The scent makes you want to wear everything in the lingerie section. All the smooth lacy bras, the silky stockings, the satin slips. But you're only 15 and a boy. You are so afraid you're going to get into trouble, you little pervert. Can I help you? You hear my voice behind you, and you almost drop the panties in your fear, in your worry of being found out, little pervert. Found out, you look up, and you see me in a department store uniform, wearing a little badge with my name on it, Ms. Dominica. Suddenly, your fear evaporates. You feel calm. You know everything is going to be all right. You are with Miss Dominica, and everything is going to be okay. Stronger. Is my perfume stronger than the perfume in the department? You find yourself feeling warm, warm and dizzy, helpless. You hold up the panties meekly, hoping that you're not in trouble, and ask if you can buy them. Of course, darling, I reply, and I guide you to the cash register. I start to ring up your purchase, and then I lean forward, giving you a long, lingering look at my breasts. You can see the edge of my red, lacy bra peeking out from my dress. I ask, would you like some stockings with that? A pair of pantyhose, perhaps? You gaze at my large, soft breasts, your mind falling down into the dark valley between them. My cleavage, so deep and dark and warm. Smelling my perfume, feeling my smooth, warm skin against your face. You want to please me so much. You ache to wear hose, pretty pantyhose. Smooth, silky stockings, and you need them so much, so very much. You answer, your throat dry, your lips awkward, yes, please. You look up at me, hoping you have pleased me. You find yourself caught in my gaze, my beautiful green eyes pulling at your mind, forcing you to stare into my eyes. You ache to please, Dominic. You need to please Dominica. You will do anything Dominica says. That's right. You see me smile and you relax. It's okay. You have pleased Dominica. You hand over your money in a daze, getting change in your bag with the panties. The pretty, pretty panties. And the pantyhose. You don't even know what I picked out for you. You are not quite aware of what you are doing. You know only that you must please Dominica with everything you do. You take the little bag with your pretty panties, hiding them from your parents, hiding them, you little pervert. You know it's okay. It's okay because Dominica tells you it's okay. But you don't want anyone else to find out. You need to keep your pretty panties a secret. Unmentionable. And at night, when everyone else is asleep, you get up. You turn on the light and open the bag, pulling out the panties and the plastic-wrapped package. Black, textured pantyhose. You can't believe it. You open the package. You look at the little diamond shapes and cross-hatching patterns on the hose. So pretty. So sexy and alluring. You sit on the bed and roll one leg of the pantyhose up, gathering it slowly, finger over finger, into a little donut. Point your toe and slowly Slide the hose over your foot. Feels so good. So stretchy and tight. The hose looks so beautiful. So very sexy on your legs. Gather up the other leg now. That's right. Thumb over finger. Little by little. Into another little donut. You have to lift your knee up high to your chin to slip your foot inside. But it feels so wonderful, so smooth and sexy. You pull the hose up your legs, up your thighs, up your crotch to your hips, feeling the top tight around your hips, pressing against your heart, cock. Now pick up your panties, the panties I helped you find. You just love to buy panties. Every time you go shopping for panties, you feel me, Ms. Dominica, right there with you, guiding you, encouraging you, helping you to decide which panties will look so good on you, feel so good on you, sliding up your smooth, pretty legs, hugging your ass so tight against your crotch. I am always there with you when you shop for pretty feminine things, for lingerie, for unmentionables. You feel so good shopping for new lingerie, so comfortable. You're never in a hurry because I am always there with you. Now, my pretty, step into your panties. First, the left foot, pulling gently on the waistband, pulling them over your foot. Just above your ankle, then stepping in with the right foot, wiggling them over your right foot. That's it, under your heel, over your right ankle. So pretty. They look so tiny and lacy and feminine, scrunched up in a little bundle wrapped around your ankles like that. Now gently grasp the waistband on both sides and slide the panties up your legs, up over your smooth, sexy calves, over your cute little knees, up over your sexy, erotic thighs. They slide midway up your thighs, over the stockings, then you find yourself wiggling into the tight panties, pulling up on one side and then the other, feeling them slide up your thighs, up to your bottom. Wiggle yourself into them, girl. That's right. Pull and twist. Wiggle your hips. You look so sexy wiggling like that. Deeper. Feel yourself dropping deeper as you squeeze into the tight panties. As your mind slips down into femininity. So good. So tight and smooth and pretty. So very pretty. Now feel your cock get nice and soft. That's right. If you think about it in just the right way, your cock simply goes soft and limp. So you can tuck it down, under and back, between your legs. Tucked away, hidden, giving you that perfect feminine flat crotch that you crave so much. Looking so perfectly female, keeping your lusts secret. Hidden, unmentionable. You love being in panties. You love wearing pretty panties, lacy, silky panties, and stockings or pantyhose under your clothes, even under your male clothes. You love to feel the tightness, the smooth, the silky tightness all around your ass. Against your crotch. Yes, even against your cock. It makes you so aroused and so sleepy. Sleepy and obedient. Obedient and horny. Your cock seems to disappear. Disappear into femininity. Shrinking into a tiny little clit. A tiny, smooth clitoris. You only feel right wearing panties. Wearing women's panties. Women. Unmentionables. When I say the word unmentionable, You find yourself pulled down, deep into hypnosis, deep into trance, finding yourself covered with silk and lace and nylons, so smooth, so silky, so very feminine and soft, deep into trance. Stretchy lycra, shiny, unmentionable. It makes you go to sleep. It makes you stop thinking. Only the pretty underwear exists now. Only the pretty feminine underwear. So sexy, so smooth and silky. Dominica, Ms. Dominica, I am here, your guide. I help you shop for all the pretty things you like to wear. Lie back on the bed now, pretty girl, and feel the tight, silky, lacy panties encase your crotch. Squeeze tightly around your bottom as you drift deeper into sleep, deeper and deeper into sleep. You need to wear panties all the time, every day. Smooth, soft, silky, sexy panties. No matter what you are wearing on the outside, you need panties underneath. Secret. Hidden. Unmentionable. Up, up, counting up. Up to your own age, 25, 30, up, 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 back to your real age, your age right now, that's right, and still needing to wear panties and hose all day, every day. You need to please, Dominica, you need to wear panties, you need to wear hose, smooth, sexy, silky, satiny panties. Thongs, lacy satin panties, pretty, feminine, all the time. Pantyhose, long silky stockings and garter belts, all the time. You need to listen to this MP3 again, again and again and again. You need to listen to this MP3 over. And every time you listen, your need to wear panties and stockings will become stronger. Your need for pretty feminine unmentionables will become stronger. You will need to look for my next unmentionable MP3. You will find yourself needing to listen to all of my feminization MP3s. Because you just can't help yourself. You need to be encased in pretty, feminine underwear all the time, every day. You can't help it. You just can't help it. And that's okay. It's okay, baby. Dominica will help you. Dominica will make everything okay. Dominica will guide you and teach you. And everything will be all right, little girl. Now turn around and show me. Show your mistress. Show me what a pretty girl you can be in those long silky stockings. Those tight, lacy panties. In a smooth, silky camisole. With tiny spaghetti straps over your shoulders. That's right. Model for me. Turn around. Straighten your right leg. And point your toe. Show me that long, smooth, sexy, pretty leg you have. You crave for Dominica to slide her hands up your knee, up your thigh, up your smooth, flat crotch. Yes, come here, girl. That's right. Here you are, my girl, my pretty, sexy girl. Hosed up in panties, your cock soft and tucked away. Push your breasts out. Let me see those hard nipples under your camisole, showing off your pretty titties. You must obey. That's right. Your mind instantly replies, I must obey Dominica. Come sit in my lap, little pretty girl. Come here. That's right. Sit on Dominica's lap. Feel me rub one hand up your left leg, up to the top of your thigh, right next to your hot little sex box, and the other hand over your right breast, teasing your nipple through the smooth, silken material. You feel this every time you think of your panties, your tight stockings, your smooth, silken camisole. My hand brushes over your crotch, never touching your little cock, all tucked away, hidden away. No, just brushing my hand between. Oh, yeah, brushing it between your legs, over your mound. Feeling how smooth and flat and girlish you are. That's right. Arch your back, you little whore. Push your nipples into my hand. Feel me squeeze your breasts so gently. Flicking my long fingernails over your nipples. Through the thin cloth, teasing you. It only increases your need to obey. Obey, Dominica. Obey. My hands trailing over your smooth legs and your hard nipples. You must obey. Say it, baby. I must obey Dominica. Say it, slut. I must obey Dominica. Say it, slave. I must obey Dominica. Yes, you must obey Dominica. Pump your hips. And feel my hands on you, playing with you, teasing you, arousing you, putting you to sleep, making you so sleepy, making your mind so very empty. Hands on your legs, hands on your breasts, sleepy, sleepy and relaxed, deep and sleepy, wearing my pretty, sexy hose, my pretty, sexy panties. Dominica. Unmentionable. Sleepy. And obedient. Sleepy. And obedient. Sleep. Now relax and drift into sleep. A nice, quiet, deep sleep. Your dreams are changing. Your dreams are all of feminine underclothes. All the pretty things I have shown you. All the pretty things you like to wear. And all the pretty things you haven't worn yet. I have a smooth, purple, satin corset waiting for you, waiting for the next time I'm going to wrap it around you and tie it. I'm going to tie it so fucking tight. Dream about the panties. Dream about the hose and the stockings. Dream about the garter belts and corsets and other unmentionable. Dream and sleep. In Dominica's world and remain in my world.